that's the Reaction playing on Saturday 14 at the BX 1143. Pretty cool band. I Am Somebody is the name of that song. And that was dedicated to all the protests that are happening around the world, especially in Mexico, where there was a big fraud there. So thank you guys for listening. I'll see you today or tonight at the This Place Hatchery, 3293 West 4th, or I'll see you on the weekend. Next is Arthur, and we'll see you next time.
Saturday, July 21st, CITR 101.9 FM, Scott T's Scenic Drive, and Combination 13 presents a very special night with the return of Easy Big Fella from Seattle and an EP release party for Vancouver's own Los Furios. It's happening at the Cobalt, 319 Main Street. Saturday, July 21st. Tickets at Scratch, Zulu, Highlight, Red Cat, and brownpapertickets.com.
Hey, this is Arthur Kay. This is CITR 101.9. That was just a promo for another show on the station. And this is Inner Journey. And the next hour will be mainly folk and experimental music. I'm just getting back. I got back into town yesterday from Vancouver Island, where the Vancouver Island Music Festival was in full swing over the weekend. It was a sold-out festival this year because of who knows why. I mean, they had some good, I guess, people that playing there that people would, a lot of people would recognize from an extensive body of work, such as, Katie Lang, Emmylou Harris, Richard Thompson, Laurie Anderson was there. And the list goes on. So, and I interviewed a couple people that I thought were interesting, Jeff Brenner and the Blackwood 2. I'll air those interviews today on the show. And but I'll begin. I also got a chance to just hang out in Courtney for a day before the festival that was happening just outside of town there in Courtney, Vancouver Island. So I picked up a record that I'd read about when I was reading Elliot Smith's biography. There's a biography of him called, Nowhere. I'll have to check. I think it's called Nowhere Man or something, but maybe I think that's totally wrong. But anyway, one of the biographies of Elliot Smith I read talks about how when he was on the road at one point, someone he was touring with, just kind of talking about the music they was listening to. One of the albums being the second sort of B-sides and alternate takes compilation of Velvet Underground material, the one with We're Gonna Have a Real Good Time Together and all that. And then the other one they mentioned is the him finding the Hank Williams Jr. album with All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down, which is a song that Smith covered in the Live at Largo set that you can find, and things like that. And I just found the original Hank Williams Jr. album of that. It's called an album called The Pressure Is On. It's got a really ham-bone cover of like Hank Williams Jr. like laughing like he just set his best friend on fire as a practical joke behind the camera. And he's standing on railroad tracks being like, ha-ha, and the train is coming behind him. I don't know what's going on in this picture really, but the song All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down is kind of all right. So just going to kick it off with that, and then a couple interviews coming up later in the show.
All my rowdy friends have just to run around. But nobody wants to get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. And I think I know what my father meant when he sang about a lost highway. And old George Jones, I'm glad to see, is finally getting straight. And nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down.
commit no crime. Imprisoned by your mind, I tell him even though you cry, go on home and do your lie. I won't lie, no friend of mine. I won't lie, no friend of mine.
But it's more than I need. human being's been a precious parent to you. Every precious human being's been a precious parent to you. What can be done? What can we do?
So that was the Akron / Family band with their song Love, 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 Everyone. And before that was James Lamb, who's from around here, thereabouts or something. He just played on Main Island at the Campbell Bay Music Festival, small time festival going on that, or smallish festival. I shouldn't say small time. It's probably big time fun. I don't know how to describe. I wasn't there. I didn't get to go there. But that was probably great. I think he played at that. And that's from a demos EP that I picked up when I heard him live in Vancouver one time. It's Blueberry Paulson, which ended up on his album Imagineering. I don't know if there was a bit more strings on it with some string players that he got to play on that. And then before that, Luke Blue Guthrie, who was recorded by Corbin Fox. Apparently, this album was recorded in Corwin's living room. It's an album called, it's self-titled, and the song's called Warning Light. And I heard Luke play guitar and interviewed him at the Vancouver Island Music Fest this past weekend. But the interview file, you couldn't hear us talking for all the background noise for some reason on that file. So unfortunately, I can't play that interview, but... he's touring around and came back from the East Coast. I don't know, doing some stuff. A good guitar player. Nice guy to talk to. Before that, starting off the show was All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down by Hank Williams Jr. Kind of a funny, you know, country song. And now, I was at this festival on Vancouver Island this past weekend, and while I was at the festival, I recorded a couple interviews, and one of the ones that wasn't too noisy from other stuff going on, and you can actually hear what we were talking about, is one with the Blackwood 2. First, I'll play one of their songs, and then right after, play the interview. And then, I guess a little bit of preamble, Blackwood 2 are from Ontario, and I heard them playing at the Woodland Stage at Vancouver Island Music Festival this past weekend, and then they were nice enough to want to be interviewed by me for a few minutes afterwards. So I'll play you something by them, a song that I heard when they played that concert there. It's a version of Trouble in Mind, and it's quite nice. And they do write their own songs as well. They come from a bit of a street busking kind of thing, and they're a duo, but they were playing with also a slide guitar player, and they just traveled across the country doing the Via Rail sort of performance program where people perform several times a day on the train, and in exchange they get kind of full service trip across the country. So musicians, I guess, are finding that that's a good way. If you're willing to entertain, you can travel for free, and that's pretty neat for many musicians who would like to get out there and see things they haven't seen before and have experiences and hone their chops, I guess, as well. They sound pretty good, the Blackwood 2, these guys. So, here's Trouble in Mind by the Blackwood Two, and then I'll just have that lead into the recorded interview that I did. That'll be maybe about 10 minutes, and yeah, and there'll be another interview later on in the show. This is Inner Journey. I'm Arthur Kay. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Campus Community Radio in Vancouver. This is Blackwood 2 with Trouble in Mind.
Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
So, that's the microphone.
Okay.
But it's pretty good.
Okay, cool.
And my voice is not all that loud, but your voice is probably pick up fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just stand in
totally. No
rough circle.
It's awkward because I have that garlic burp, some tzatziki sauce earlier. So let's all get close.
Yeah,
all
right. So I'm just going to record this and, this is going to be for my radio show, which is called Inner Journey.
Okay.
On CITR in Vancouver. And
yeah, just to, because this will maybe air or whatever as part of the thing that I'm editing together, maybe we could just like set the scene just with, by saying something, like maybe just say what just happened. Like,
all right.
Sweet. So, all right. We are the Blackwood 2.
We just played our concert set at Vancouver Island Music Fest in the Comox Valley.
Beautiful sunny day, great crowd. It's a fun set.
Real fun.
Okay, yeah. I was there. I was listening to it. It seemed like the crowd was loving it. And, yeah, I don't know a lot about you guys. I mean, I checked out all the bands in the festival, including you guys, with the online profiles that the festival puts up. But, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know a lot about you in the specifics of your band bio and everything like that. But I just more thought that it is the kind of thing that is sort of in keeping with my show. So
cool.
Maybe you can tell me a little bit more about that, of like maybe if there's like an idea to the kind of music you make, or
sure, yeah,
yeah,
you know, why you play that, like the kind of music that you do play.
Well, Megan and I first met in Victoria because we were both buskers, and so we both were playing a lot of banjo and fiddle music, Appalachian traditional music. That's kind of like what we first started doing. So that's where the banjo and fiddle element comes in to our playing. And that's what we almost exclusively played for the first little while that we were playing as a duo.
Yeah, I noticed you covered Doc Boggs, like Sugar Baby, or I don't know if you were...
Yeah,
like,
yeah, Red Rocking Chair.
There's like a whole bunch of... That's what's so wonderful about old-time music, and what we love about it is there's, you find so many different versions of every kind of tune, and some of them sort of sound like each other and some of them don't at all. And
yeah, have you ever heard like Aretha Franklin's Trouble in Mind? Very different from
yep,
yours.
That's
that.
It,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's a
there's
perfect
so many,
example.
That's a perfect example. Yeah, we just played that one, and there's a million versions out there, and they're all wonderful and different.
And then, so that's actually a good segue to how we evolved, because we started with the traditional music, but we wanted to just take it and make it our own, so we started to try and figure out new... Wait, like new like, versions, right?
Did you write songs while you were still busking?
Oh yeah, we've been writing songs the whole time. And what started to happen was we started to write old timey sounding songs. So the biggest compliment is when someone says, "Is that traditional?" And it's our own.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A good feeling.
Yeah. How do you feel about like a lot of even like artists that are fairly well known, like still borrow lines to put in their new, like Gillian Welch, a lot of her songs,
totally.
Like, oh, it's basically three quarters of an old song, and then there's like some different lines or something.
I think it's great.
I think it's great too.
Incredibly, it's not an easy thing to do well, and so when people do,
how does that happen? How does it?
I think you have to get it
like that.
Yeah, that's a whole mindset of songwriting, like to be able to legitimately make that like something that sounds natural and works. That's a whole style in and of itself of writing music. Learning the traditions and coming from them, but then like taking them and making them your own is really fun and you know challenging thing to do.
So like learning from tradition and stuff like that, I mean, you mentioned the word legitimate, like what could be illegitimate or what makes it legitimate?
Well, I mean, just like straight up old time music is like what we first started doing, so that was, you know, you'd there's like
fiddle tunes,
right? Like
tunes.
these things that
snippets
you
snippets of lyrics in there,
right? Like so, like really hardcore old
instrumental.
Time. Yeah, it's like a lot of instrumental songs, and they're collected in a very specific way. So you find the oldest version you can, kind of, and try and learn that exclusive version, and you know, so there's like a lot of that going on.
Do you go into books and like learn songs that were never recorded, or as far as that?
Yeah, as much as we
try
can
to,
do things
yeah.
like that, it's just I always do better when I hear something. I'm like, what is that? Oh my gosh,
yeah.
I have to do something with that.
And that's a big way of learning too, these tunes. They're passed on. And that's why there's so many different versions, right? Because every time they get passed on, you know, the fiddler plays it slightly different, like a lick slightly different. And so, yeah, like, I mean, there's a lot of evolution. And the music, that's a cool thing about the tradition, is that it's still alive. And we can take it and just write our own songs with the instrumentation that we learn from the traditional music, and
do you think
come up with new stuff.
Any of your songs or any songs that people would write now, can you imagine that they would become traditional?
I don't know.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's totally like hard to think about. But
I can dream of that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be the biggest compliment ever, I think.
But I don't know, like, I don't know if traditional tunes will always be from the era that we're learning from.
I mean, it seems a little, maybe a little bit grander than maybe the focus of that kind of songwriting itself, like,
mm-hmm. right.
sort of other people, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And kind of common people's concern and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, so you guys are coming here, like, are you going as far as Vancouver right now, or...?
So we're based in Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario at the moment. We took the Via Rail. We actually played on Via Rail across the country.
Right, that program.
Yeah, it was the onboard entertainment, and it was fantastic. They're wonderful.
Thank you.
Are you doing it on the way back as well?
Thanks very much.
We aren't doing it on the way back. We're going to drive back because we need our van, Bandita the van. We need her in Ontario so that we can do more touring. So we're going to do some more touring with our van.
But this summer we're taking it easy, which is nice.
We're just doing a few. The next couple months for sure. So.
And then I wanted to just close by asking you, like, as kind of a touring band within, like, maybe having played in Kitchener and elsewhere across wherever you played, like, maybe within Kitchener, even, like, of, you know, other bands that you would play with if you play a show, is there people that you feel are, you know, worth seeking out that they may not, you know, get? You'd never hear them outside of, like, going
absolutely.
Like, I can name shows
I can
or,
name
or wherever.
A bunch, but we should we have a great friend, like, amazing songwriter from Kitchener-Waterloo. He tours a bit, and he's, you know, like, just awesome. His name is Richard Garvey, and he's just this grassroots, very conscious, political, very just thoughtful songwriter, and I totally recommend checking him out.
Phenomenal.
And how about you? Maybe I'll give you one.
I would say, who do I choose? There's so many. Anthony Damio, Damiao. He's another Kitchener-Waterloo songwriter. Quirky, really fun songs, really interesting ideas, and how else would you describe Anthony? Fantastic.
Songwriter. He's a songwriter's songwriter. You know, like he writes 1,000 songs a day. You can't keep up with him. He's
always writing and coming
exploring.
Up with
his,
exploring. An explorer.
Yeah.
He's not a writer, he's an explorer.
He's exploring his music all the time.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Thanks so
it's
much.
It's great to hear that. There's a bunch of stuff.
Hey, so that was my interview with Blackwood 2 from the Vancouver Island Music Festival. I think they're kicking around the coast for a little while. And here's another one of their songs off the No More Worries release on their Bandcamp. And it's a song called The Oldest Trees by the Blackwood 2.
Orange glow, I got deeds to pay, yeah, it's time to go. Changing leaves, oh, let me know. I got a lot of people to see, and less time to show. I took my time, I made my mistakes. But you are here right now, and I'm thankful for our dates. Cause the strongest trees are the oldest trees. The branches touch the sky, the roots reach so deep. But like scattered leaves in the autumn breeze, I may blow away, but I'll never really leave. I may blow away, but I'll never really leave. Take me home again. I see this. this orange glow. I got deeds to pay, yeah, it's time to go. I got a fresh can of paint, I got a clean slate, I got my work cut out for me, and it's time to leave this place. So take my hand, we can go together again. I know I can learn from you, maybe I can teach you a thing or two. Cause the strongest trees are the oldest trees. The branches touch the sky, the roots reach so deep. But like scattered leaves in the autumn breeze, I may blow away, but I'll never really leave. I may blow away, but I'll never really leave. Are the oldest trees. The branches touch the sky, the roots reach so deep. But like scattered leaves in the autumn breezes, I may blow away, but I'll never really leave. I may blow away, but I'll never really leave.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Hey, so before that PSA for the Extra Environmentalist, which just won an award for being a great community radio show in Canada, there was an interview that I conducted with the Blackwood 2 at the Vancouver Island Music Festival. This is Inner Journey, my show. I'm Arthur Kay. It's every Tuesday from 1 to 2, folk, experimental, and DIY punk. This week, just bringing back interviews with people from the Vancouver Island Music Fest. And the second of two of the interviews that I'm going to air today is one with Jeff Berner, who was there and played a bunch of different stages. I interviewed him after he had been on a kind of a workshop roundabout stage. He was on stage, Buffy St. Marie, Red Chamber, Psy, I can't remember that guy's last name, an older protest-related singer, and who defies that label. And then, Jeff Berner was there emceeing that, and then I interviewed him after that. And it seemed to go well. He had a lot to say, so I'm going to play the main part of that interview. But first, I'd like to play a bit of a song that he wrote that's been covered by the Biga Tanyas called Light Enough to Travel. And their version that they recorded on one of their earlier albums is now going to be on Biga Tanyas' greatest release, the greatest hits release that's upcoming, apparently. So this is a Jeff Berner song that I heard for the first time. I heard him do it over the weekend as well. And the Biga Tanyas were there playing as well. Here's Light Enough to Travel by Jeff Berner, and then I'll play the main part of that interview. And then, I guess, so Jeff Berner plays accordion, sings, songwriter, politically minded, and also just seems to be able to bring a song together nicely in front of an audience. So I thought that was impressive enough for me. So I interviewed him. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Campus Community Radio. I should say that if you ever want to get involved in community radio, come out to where we are in the second floor of the Student Union Building at the UBC campus. Here's Light Enough to Travel by Jeff Berner.
Wound up drunk again on Ross's Street. That's strange, because we always agree. At the start of every evening, that's the last place we wanna be. Coffee drinkers dressed in black with no sugar. They don't give me no respect. They say, look, here comes another one. I don't know what they mean yet. I say, keep it.
Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. From Dan Mangan, The Head and the Heart, and Hey Rosetta, to the voice of Tunisia's You Know and Love, plus a world of amazing music to discover. Three evenings, two full days of music and magic. You want to be there. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
That's crazy. I'm just turning this back on now. So, yeah. There we go. And it's working.
Ask me anything.
All right. So, I was wondering if you would be willing to expand upon the story of, I guess, hearing your fellow performer, like, Sai
Khan, yeah.
Like, when was that?
That'd be about, like, 1987, and I snuck into the Vancouver Folk Festival. Like, this pretty girl, like, had a stamp, and she licked it, and she pressed it onto my wrist, and it made enough ink that I could get into the festival, and I wasn't really very politically aware at all. My folks were SoCreds, and I saw this workshop with Sai Khan and Billy Bragg and Michelle Schacht.
In 87, the SoCreds were in power.
Yeah. And it kind of blew my mind. Like, it just created this, like, this, there were just, all of them were articulating this idea that the world as it was didn't have to be that way, that it had been improved by people, especially working people in the union movement, and that it could be made better by you know, left wing activism, and that like the, you know, that if we made things about not getting rich, but about making sure everybody's okay, that things might work better. It seems elementary, but it was a new concept for me, so it was a big deal.
Yeah. And was that followed up by going to other concerts or reading any books?
Yeah, I mean, that just led to other stuff, buying records and getting into more, like, I sort of listened to punk rocky records and stuff like that, but I didn't really get them, so started listening to the lyrics of bands like DOA, and I just started to, so I became an activist, you know. I wound up actually in the Green Party, went to the demonstrations and went to the, you know, organized, did leafleting and did all that stuff, you know, and I've been pretty committed to the movement for social change, you know, ever since. So, and I try to play benefits and stuff like that, and I'm involved with COPE in Vancouver, and I kind of hold my nose and get involved in the NDP because they're the best option I could find provincially and federally these days. But, you know, I just keep trying my best. And it was because of that folk festival where Sai was playing that things shifted for me. And also, like, the whole idea that a guy or a lady could, like, stand up there with one instrument, play a song, and change your mind about stuff. That's, you know, now that's what I do for a living. So it's kind of this big deal.
Yeah, I guess where did the shift take place between, were you performing songs that weren't political and then you made a shift to perform songs that were, or were you performing at all?
I wasn't performing at all, but, like, right. I never conceived of this idea that you could just kind of, that could be a show.
Have you encountered, like, since then, that time, other people that have said they had a similar experience of how they came to maybe their ideas about politics through music or things like that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I think, found their way towards left-wing politics or radical politics through music, through songwriting, and I think that's very common. I think a lot of people were, especially a lot of boys, were not that engaged. They go where the pretty girls are, and then they wind up, they're just there for the girls, but then the ideas seep into their minds, kind of thing. Because it's a splendid process sometimes.
Yeah, the maybe has ideas within a shorter form or something like that as well.
Yeah, well, a good song
or
could be
something
just
that people can easily understand, the folk kind of aspect, I guess. Of,
yeah, I mean, you can learn it and play it yourself because it's only like three chords, right? And it's, you know, it's the idea of like of songwriting as literature, as like little short stories that you can listen to on radio kind of thing. That's very compelling. You got to boil it down too to its essentials. So it's a difficult form to give people to like, but it also has that it has emotional velocity that an essay doesn't often have.
Why would you think that is? Or...
I think music just taps into something weird in our brains. You know, all religion that I know of employs music in some fashion. Even the Quakers who are silent, like in a way, that's music.
You gotta have the marriage ceremony where it's a silent staring into each other's eyes thing I've heard.
I mean, that's musical. That's, you know, that John Cage pointed that out with his piece, you know, which is, I'm sure you've heard of it, where it's just, I think it's like a minute and, it's been like 2 minutes and 32 seconds or something like that.
And yeah, it's like opening and closing the piano.
Yeah. You know, like, so, you know, so what my point is that I think that music taps into our minds on a deeper level, maybe, than what we read. That it reaches into some kind of, like, I don't know, I'm no neuroscientist, but I feel like it reaches into the part of our brains where our dreams come from, and where our strong emotions come from, and you can, that seems like a good way. If you can access those bits of people's minds, then you can actually change the perspective.
Do you feel it's like renewing? Do you still get renewed in your, determination or something through music or things?
Yeah, I mean, when you play a song, you go on a journey. You go on the emotional journey of the song while you're in it. So, yeah, that's reaffirming. And then being in a festival like this where there's a lot of like-minded people, you know, people talk about dismissively about preaching to the choir or preaching to the converted or whatever, but it's kind of valuable. If you've been working at Kinko's or whatever and you're surrounded by people who watch American Idol and just think that everything's fine, you know, and you suspect that it's not fine, it's good to come to a place where there's thousands of other people who get it, who can tell you that you're not alone and you're not crazy.
Yeah.
So that was the main part of my interview with Jeff Berner at the Vancouver Island Music Festival this past weekend, and he'll be at the Vancouver Folk Festival here in Vancouver this weekend, in a few days, it looks like. So you can go there, and I think we may be able to stream the MP3 or have it otherwise available through CITR. We'll be putting that up through our arts department, I believe. I'll be passing on that full interview to them. And so I'll close the show with a bit more music. This song, Still This Love Goes On by Buffy St. Marie, she was there. She's playing in the Mission Folk Festival in a little bit, I think, coming up. That would be a good place to catch her if you can. This is from the album Running for the Drum. I'm Arthur Kay. This is Inner Journey here on CHR 101.9. So, Buffy St. Marie had a lot of great things to say, and I would strongly encourage you to check her out if you're at the Mission Festival in a later this month, I think. So there you go. Still This Love Goes On by Buffy St. Marie.
Sat beside a beaver dam and watched the winter grow. Ice was hard with little tracks appearing on the snow. Fog is in the valley now and all the geese have gone. Across the moon I saw them go, and still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on. Once I saw the summer flowers turn the fields to sun. Up and down the mountainside I watched the summer run. Now
while the fields are muffled in white and snow's all in the dawn. Morning comes on shivering wings, and still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on. In every dream I can smell the sweet grass burning. In my heart I can hear the drum and hear the singers soaring and see the jingle dancers. And still this love goes on and on. Still this love goes on.
St. Marie, just